What if the biggest obstacle between you and the life you want isn't your circumstances, your past, or other people, but the stories you keep telling yourself? This is the radical premise that propelled a lifestyle blogger into a cultural phenomenon, creating a movement of women ready to stop accepting excuses and start owning their power. The brilliance of this message lies in its uncomfortable honesty. We're confronted with a woman who peed herself on a trampoline 30 minutes before posting glamorous Oscar dress photos, a jarring reminder that even seemingly perfect lives are messy behind the scenes. This isn't about achieving perfection. It's about recognizing that happiness doesn't arrive when your circumstances finally align. It comes when you stop waiting for external validation and start taking radical responsibility for your own joy. The lies we believe, that we're not good enough, that change is impossible, that we need rescuing, these are the real chains holding us back. We break commitments to ourselves while keeping promises to others, training ourselves to view our own word as worthless. Monday's diet becomes Wednesday's failure. The morning alarm gets snoozed repeatedly. Each broken promise accumulates evidence that you can't trust yourself. The turning point? Giving up Diet Coke for 30 days. Unlike countless abandoned fitness plans, this promise was kept completely. 4 years later, the craving doesn't exist. The realization, self-betrayal was the only barrier between dreams and reality. The solution isn't dramatic lifestyle overhauls. Start with one small, achievable goal. Drink half your body weight in ounces of water daily, or take a 10-minute walk. Each kept promise rebuilds self-trust. You become the person you practice being every day, not the one you dream about becoming someday. I am a recovering workaholic. Workaholism destroys what matters most, despite appearing productive. Growing up in a troubled marriage, achievement became the currency for attention. Productivity equals lovability. Celebrating accomplishments felt impossible. Each goal immediately triggered what's next to maintain validation. The body eventually demands what the mind refuses. At 19, facial nerve paralysis struck. Years later, it returned during a European vacation. Only when debilitating vertigo made driving with children impossible did the message land. This pace was unsustainable. A homeopathic doctor prescribed something terrifying: go home and do nothing. This forced confrontation with the disconnect between the balanced life being preached and the relentless pace maintained privately. Through therapy came understanding that childhood insecurities were driving adult accomplishments. The solution? Learning to hustle for joy by prioritizing fun and rest with the same intensity given to work. Our greatest strengths, taken to extremes, become our most destructive weaknesses. Ever caught yourself criticizing someone for something you secretly do yourself? Mocking a girl for shaving her toe hair while doing the same reveals a deeper truth. Our harshest judgments often mirror our own insecurities. A powerful shift happened at baggage claim. After silently judging a mother whose screaming child was pacified with gummy worms, the woman's exhaustion became visible. A gentle reminder echoed, "You don't know their story." Perhaps this child had special needs, was newly adopted, or simply difficult to manage, circumstances that would completely reframe the situation. Another breakthrough came from cheering at a half marathon until hoarse, something foreign to a competitive nature. The message was clear. Imagine all the things you would have missed if you'd only been out here for yourself. Abandoning judgment creates space for genuine connection. When we stop viewing other women as competition, we discover authentic community. Surround yourself with non-judgmental friends, consciously stop negative thoughts and force compliments instead, and examine your own insecurities, because judgment typically stems from unresolved issues within ourselves. At 19, falling for someone 8 years older created an unbalanced dynamic. For a year, scraps of affection were accepted while desperately trying to be whatever he wanted. When he broke up during a brief visit home, something shifted. After initially begging him not to leave, clarity arrived the next day. The calm phone call said simply, "I am done with you. Don't ever call me again." That night brought the first peaceful sleep in months. The lesson wasn't about winning him back. It was about valuing yourself enough to walk away. Sometimes breaking your own heart is the greatest act of self-love. Your worth isn't determined by anyone else's opinion or affection. When you truly believe this, you stop accepting treatment that contradicts your value. This applies to all relationships, friendships, family, professional connections. Having trusted friends as sounding boards helps when emotion clouds judgment. By establishing worth independent of external validation, you create the foundation for connections based on mutual respect rather than dependency. Ever been told your dream was impossible? The secret to success isn't connections or celebrity. It's refusing to take no for an answer when others quit. When publishers rejected a first manuscript as too sweet because it lacked sex scenes during the 50 Shades craze, the response after sobbing on the bathroom floor was researching self-publishing. That unmarketable book sold over 100,000 copies and launched a writing career. Nothing worthwhile happens quickly. Julia Child spent 10 years writing her cookbook. The Brooklyn Bridge took 10 years to construct. Three factors enable persistence: audacity, having courage to ignore even expert opinions while staying focused on goals; finding alternate paths, using rejection as a signal to try different approaches; and keeping goals visible, displaying reminders of your dreams for daily motivation. This perspective shift is liberating. Instead of viewing no as final, see it as one person's opinion or one closed door prompting you to find another entrance. Nobody will care about your dreams as much as you do, which means nobody should have as much power to kill them as you have to keep them alive. Who are you waiting for to rescue you? The truth is, you are your own hero. This realization struck during a half marathon when "I Need a Hero" played through earbuds. The epiphany hit. The hero had already arrived by pushing beyond what seemed possible. Running with Philippians 4:13 written on hand, "I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me," the message became clear. No one can transform you without your participation. You've always had the power. You just need to stop waiting for someone else to do it. Stop waiting for someone else to fix your life. Stop assuming it will magically improve. Stop thinking the right job, relationship, house, or car will make everything perfect. Be honest about what needs to change. Stop medicating, hiding, being afraid, giving pieces of yourself away, saying you can't do it. Stop the negative self-talk, abusing your body, putting it off until tomorrow. Get up right now. Rise up. Girl, wash your face. This metaphor captures everything, washing away the residue of past failures, insecurities, and limiting beliefs. Just as we begin each day by cleansing our face, we must regularly clear away the mental and emotional grime preventing us from seeing our true potential. By becoming your own hero, you reclaim agency over your story.